DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Now for a look at some of the coming week's radio highlights, compiled by Leslie and read by Gilly. And we start with programmes that are broadcast at the same time each day from Monday. The book of the week is The Fire in the Mountain, Sicily, Etna and Her People by Helen Attlee. It combines travel writing with history, mythology, geology, gastronomy and horticulture to explore the lives of people living in the shadow of Mount Etna. It's on Radio 4 at 11:45 a.m, repeated at 12:30 a.m. Human Intelligence is a new 10-part series which explores stories that celebrate the human mind by showing how people came up with brilliant ideas, beginning with ancient Roman statesman Cicero, on Radio 4 at 1:45 p.m. Composer of the Week features Felix Mendelssohn. Kate Mollison follows the composer's journeys across Europe, revealing how family ambition, artistic mentorship, and the lure of distant horizons helped shape one of the most gifted musical minds of the 19th century. On Radio 3 at 4 p.m. Book at Bedtime is Mr. Sidhu's Post Office by Aman Brar. A postmaster is torn between an ordered life and a future of new possibilities when he gets a second chance at love. In 10 parts at 10:45 p.m. on Radio 4. Back to Saturday, the 15th of August. In this week's Key Changes, Radio 3's Essential History of Classical Music, Gillian Moore is joined by historian Sir Simon Sharma to rewind to 1807 to explore the impact of Beethoven's Razumovsky quartets, which were longer, more complex and more adventurous than any that had come before, at 1 p.m. on Radio 3. Fork in the Road, Cherie on Top is an alternative history comedy drama, imagining what might have happened if Cherie Blair had won the Labour seat in Sedgefield at the 1983 general election instead of her husband Tony, and she becomes the nation's second female Prime Minister, at 3 p.m. on Radio 4. Continuing this year's BBC Proms, in tonight's concert live from the Royal Albert Hall, Sir Antonio Pappano conducts the BBC Symphony Chorus and the London Symphony Chorus and Orchestra in Berlioz's Requiem, premiered in 1807 and featuring more than 400 performers. The work is a colossal statement of faith, fear and hope, at 7:30 p.m. on Radio 3. On to Sunday, 16th of August. The Colours in Sound with Caroline Shaw is a new 3-part series. In the first programme, A Rainbow in Tones, the presenter explores how composers use paintbrushes to draw light to hidden qualities within tones, at 3 p.m. on Radio 3. In the Grand North Atlantic Home Video Archive, author Seamus O'Reilly and his siblings unravel their father's archive of hundreds of films and other material recorded off television. It is a snapshot of Northern Ireland in the late 1980s, but also provides a trove of personal shared memories, at 7:15 p.m. on Radio 4. Repeated at 3 p.m. on Wednesday. In tonight's BBC Prom, live from the Royal Albert Hall, Vasily Petronko conducts the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra in works by Webern and Walton, plus Elgar's cello concerto, with Spanish cellist Pablo Ferrandez in his Prom's premiere, at 7:30 p.m. on Radio 3. Now, Monday 17th of August. The Great Crime Mystery is a new three-part series in which former BBC Home Editor Mark Easton examines the huge fall in both violent crime and property crime in Britain over the past 30 years. It is a phenomenon, he says, which has been routinely ignored, dismissed, or denied, despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary, and signs that the decrease is slowing underline the need to understand what happened in the past. At 9 a.m. on Radio 4, repeated at 9 p.m. Prom Nights on Radio 2 is the first of a five-night showcase of non-classical genres that have featured in this season's proms. Stuart McConey hosts a celebration of progressive rock most associated with 1960s and 70s acts such as Yes, Genesis, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and the Moody Blues, at 7 p.m. on Radio 2. In the first of four Poetry Please programmes, Roger McGough talks to poet Jacob Holly about his choices from the Poetry Please request database, at 11:30 on Radio 4. Next, Tuesday, 18th of August. If you fancy a jolly good bit of fun, try the afternoon drama No Prime Minister, inspired by a real-life event. In 1984, actor Paul Eddington and the cast of TV's Yes Minister are cajoled into performing a comedy sketch with Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher at 2:15 p.m. on Radio 4. In The Deadliest Book in England, Susie Dent investigates William Tyndale's New Testament translation of 1526. It brought Bible stories into everyday language, but it also caused a political storm and made its author a fugitive. At 4 p.m. on Radio 4, repeated Sunday at 8 p.m. Saving Young Men from Murder, The Homeboy Story, follows an investigation by Dr. Gwen Adshead, presenter of the 2024 series of Wreath Lectures entitled Four Questions About Violence. The psychiatrist visits Homeboy Industries in Los Angeles, the largest center for gang rehabilitation in the world, and asks if something similar could work in the UK. At 8 p.m. on Radio 4, repeated Wednesday at 11 a.m. And don't forget In Touch. News, views and information for people who are blind or partially sighted. At 8:40 p.m. on Radio 4. On to Wednesday, 19th of August. The Queue is a 2022 archive on 4 documentary, inspired by The Queue, which saw hundreds of thousands of mourners lining the streets of London to see the lying in state of the late Queen Elizabeth II. Presenter Mark Thomas learns about the history of queuing and why the British claim to be so good at it. On Radio 4 Extra, at 10 a.m, repeated at 4 p.m. and 12 midnight. In All Under One Magnetosphere, five natural radio enthusiasts venture beyond the electromagnetic pollution of the city, using simple homemade equipment to tune into the Earth's natural static from sources such as solar storms and bursts of lightning, and reveal a rich, textured soundscape that has rarely been heard. At 3:30 p.m. on Radio 4, repeated Friday at 11:30 p.m. Tonight's BBC Prom, live from the Royal Albert Hall, features the Glyndebourne Festival Opera in a semi-staged performance of Ariadne auf Naxos, Strauss's opera within an opera, which has wowed many critics this summer. At 7 p.m. on Radio 3. Now for Thursday, the 20th of August. A new 18-part series of This Cultural Life begins with Sebastian Fawkes, author of Birdsong, The Girl at the Lion d'Or, and Charlotte Gray, talking about his influences and formative cultural experiences at 11 a.m. on Radio 4. The afternoon drama is The Observer's Book. After the sudden death of her friend Joe, artist Misha persuades her lifelong friend Grace to accompany her to his remote country cottage to sort his belongings at 2:15 p.m. on Radio 4. This is followed by the first in a new 7-part series of Open Country. At the Ancient Technology Centre in Dorset, with its unique collection of archaeologically accurate reconstructions of ancient buildings from different time periods, Martha Kearney learns ancient skills like forging a knife, flint knapping, and making fire with flint at 3 p.m. on Radio 4. Tonight's BBC Prom, live from the Royal Albert Hall, is a centenary tribute to jazz giant Miles Davis, with the BBC Concerts Orchestra and soloists, including American trumpeter Ambrose Akinmusiri. Lastly, we come to Friday, 21st of August. In this week's edition of the food programme, entitled Fork and Knife, Jimmy Famurewa explores how the way we eat shapes ideas of identity, belonging and culture. From the arrival of the fork in Europe to the Nigerian tradition of eating with your hands, Chinese chopsticks and the formal rituals of the British dinner table, he uncovers some surprising stories about how we consume food. At 11 a.m. on Radio 4, repeated Saturday at 10:15 p.m. In the documentary Heart and Soul, Isabel Cockerell is in Rome, where she speaks to a Catholic priest and a tech entrepreneur about the impact AI might have on humanity's spiritual yearnings. Could the most far-reaching philosophical debate of the 21st century boil down to whether the Catholic Church can influence the most disruptive technology of our time? On BBC World Service at 1:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. Finally, tonight's BBC Prom, live from the Royal Albert Hall, features the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra in a programme that includes Haydn's Farewell Symphony, and culminating in Mahler's great vocal and orchestral work, Das Lied von der Erde, The Song of the Earth, at 7 p.m. on Radio 3. Happy listening.
Hello, here are the television listings from the main terrestrial channels for the week Saturday the 15th of August until Friday the 21st of August, chosen and read for you by me, Glenys. Saturday, BBC One. At 2:30 we have the film Chicken Run, an animated comedy adventure with chickens planning their escape from an egg farm. The evening from 7:15 is dominated by the European Athletics Championships, which may affect later timings, until 10:20, when there's the film Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise. On BBC Two, there are children's programmes from 6:05 until 8:25. Then at 12 noon, Lorraine Pascal shows us how to be a better cook, followed at 12:30 by Holmes Under the Hammer. Then right till 11:40, when there's the film The Graduate with Dustin Hoffman. On ITV at 4 p.m, there's the James Bond film Moonraker. At 7, there's Deal or No Deal, celebrity special, followed at 8 by another James Bond film, Skyfall. And rounding off the evening at 11, there's the 5th episode of the gripping drama, The Staircase. On Channel 4, there's a real feast of American sitcoms, starting at 6:05 with 4 episodes of Cheers, followed by Everybody Loves Raymond. At 5:10, there's a triple bill of Frasier, followed at 11:25 by 5 episodes of The Simpsons. Then on to the afternoon, where at 4:30, there's George Clark's Amazing Spaces, with George at a glamping site. Then on to 7 p.m, with Sandy Toksvig's Hidden Wonders from Cookham Abbey, with evidence of an early medieval monastery. The history theme continues with Lost Worlds, Dawn of Civilizations, which has Bettany Hughes visiting Neolithic sites in Turkey. At 9, we have the final episode of Dictator, the Hitler interviews. At 10, there's Concorde Crash, the days that shocked the world. And the evening rounds off at 11 with the Nicolas Cage comedy, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. 2 programmes on Channel 5. At 20:40, Coastal Adventures with Helen, Jules and JB explore the Cumbrian shoreline. Followed at 20:40 by Cold War Secrets in Fife. On now to Sunday. On BBC One at 10:35 in the morning, there's the film Lyle Lyle Crocodile, a musical comedy where a shy boy befriends a shy croc living in the attic. At 12:15, there's Bargain Hunt, and at 3:05, The Mating Game looks at the toad-headed agamas of southern Russia. At 4:05, there's Holmes Under the Hammer, then Athletics from 7:15 until 10:30, when there's Mission Impossible. Timings may change depending on what happens at the Athletics. On BBC Two at 11:35 in the morning, there's The Great British Sewing Bee. Then at 10 p.m, there's the film The French Connection, with Gene Hackman smashing a drugs ring operating from Marseille. Followed at 11:40 by Bonnie and Clyde, with Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty. On ITV at 11:30, there's Fern Britton Inside the Vets, and the Bond film Octopussy at 2:10. This is followed at 5:45 by The Chase Around the World, and at 7 by Force of Nature, exploring how animals adapted to extreme cold are coping in today's warmer weather. At 9, we have the Dutch detective series Van der Valk, and at 10:15, the new series Sunny Nights, when 2 American siblings relocate to open a tanning shop in Sydney, but soon get mixed up with all the wrong people. On Channel 4 from 10:00 to 6:00, there's the usual American sitcoms, followed at 1 by The Doghouse. At 4:35 p.m, we have Our Farm Next Door with Amanda and Clive Owen. At 5:35, there's The Worst House on the Street. And at 7, Gogglebox. At 8, there's Richard E. Grant's Very Modern Odyssey. At 9, The Piano. And at 10 p.m, Celebrity Gogglebox. Now Monday. And first, the programmes which show at regular times most days. On BBC One at 11:15, there's Holmes Under the Hammer. At 12, there's Bargain Hunt, which is also on Sunday. At 3:30, there's The Repair Shop. At 7:30, there's EastEnders. On BBC Two at 2:45, there's Animal Park Summer. At 3:30, there's Bear Grylls' Wild Reckoning, Not Friday. On ITV at 2, there's Dickinson's Real Deal, only on Monday and Tuesday. At 8, there's Emmerdale. And at 8:30, there's Coronation Street. On Channel 4 at 6:30 a.m, there's The King of Queens. At 7:45, there's Everybody Loves Raymond. And at 9:10, there's Frasier. At 12:10, there's Find It, Fix It, Flog It. And at 5, there's Chateau DIY. Followed at 6 by American Pickers, Not Friday. So, on to the daily listings. Monday, on BBC One at 9, there's Death in Paradise. And at 11:10, there's Mission Impossible 3. On BBC Two at 9, there's the first episode of Buried, where Michael Sheen investigates the claims of chemical poisoning near his hometown of Port Talbot. And at 10 p.m, we have Mortimer and Whitehouse Gone Fishing. On ITV at 9, there's Long Lost Family, What Happened Next, with Davina McCall. At 10:45, there's Cold Case Forensics. And at 11:40, The Assembly, where celebrities are grilled by autistic and neurodivergent interviewers. On Channel 4 at 8, there's Martin and Roman's Irish Road Trip. At 9, we have Celebrity Hunted. This is also on Tuesday at 9. And at 10, there's The Secret Lives of Gypsy Wives, also on Tuesday at 11:05. Now to Tuesday. On BBC One at 8, we've got The Great British Sewing Bee, followed at 9 p.m. by Celebrity MasterChef, also on Wednesday at 9 p.m. On BBC Two at 7 p.m, there's Nigelissima, and at 7:30, there's Race Against the Tide, where teams compete to save their sand sculptures from the incoming tide. Staying with the sea theme, at 8, there's Saving Lives at Sea, and this continues at 9 with Emergency 24/7. And for those of you who like a scare before bedtime, there's Interview with a Vampire at 11:05. Over now to ITV, where at 9 p.m. we have True Crime Presents No Escape, Married to a Stalker, followed at 10:45 p.m. by the Bond film Octopussy. And on to Channel 4. At 8, there's The Great ADHD Myth, where an NHS psychiatrist challenges conventional thinking about ADHD. At 10, there's Gogglebox. On Wednesday, on BBC One at 8 p.m, there's Fake or Fortune, What Happened Next. On BBC Two at 8:30 a.m, there's Great Continental Railway Journeys with Michael Portillo in Corsica. At 8 p.m, there's Digging for Britain from Cardiff and Salisbury Plain. And at 9, there's Murder, Death of a Dog Walker. On ITV at 9, there's a new series of Professor T. And at 10:45 p.m, Long Lost Family, Born Without a Trace, What Happened Next. On Channel 4 at 8, there's Extraordinary Extensions, where Tinny Temper meets people who have built unusual extensions to their houses. At 9, there's a new series of Love You to Death. And from 10, there's two episodes of Outback Murder Highway, which is also on Thursday. On Thursday, on BBC One at 8, there's Dragon's Den, where more hopefuls pitch their business ideas. And at 9, there's the first episode of a new series of Ludwig, the comedy detective series. On BBC Two at 8, there's The Big Deal with Steph McGowan, where teams of would-be art dealers try their best to sell artwork. Followed at 9 p.m. by A House Through Time with David Olusoga in Edinburgh. And rounding off the evening at 11:05, there's Emergency 24/7. On ITV at 7:30 p.m., there's Tom Kerridge Cooks Italy. And at 9, there's The Chase Around the World. And at 10:45, the Bond film Skyfall. On Channel 4 at 8, we have Renovation Rescue. And at 9, there's Love You to Death. On Channel 5 at 9, there's Benidorm is Murder, starring John Hannah. Finally, to Friday the 21st of August. On BBC One at 2 p.m, there's The Hairdresser Mistress. And at 8 p.m, there's Celebrity MasterChef. At 9:30, there's the final episode of the new sitcom, Android. On BBC Two at 9, there's the final episode of Bergerac. On ITV at 10, there's another final episode, this time of The Twisted Tale of Amanda Knox. And at 11:05, there's the film Rush Hour, a martial arts action comedy starring Jackie Chan. On Channel 4 at 8, there's another final episode, this time of Surgery Secrets of the Super Rich. On Channel 5 from 9, there's 2 hour-long episodes of the new Australian drama Heat, where 2 expat families unite for a summer holiday, with tensions arising beneath the surface. So that's it all for this week's television listings. I hope you find something you enjoy. Goodbye from me, Glenys.
TNF Soundings.